I found some scripture that, well, it's kind of pointed out to me. The Lord just kind of pointed it out to me and showed me things that I never saw before. But anyway, I'll do my best to bring us a message from the Word of the Lord. Now, in St. John's Gospel, the 4th chapter, and the 4th chapter, we'll go down about the 39th verse and read some scripture. And many of the Samaritans of that city believed on him for the saying of the woman, which testified, "He told me all that ever I did." So when the Samaritans were come unto him, they besought him that he would tarry with them, and he abode there 2 days. And many more believed because of his own word, and said unto the woman, "Now we believe not because of thy sayings, for we have heard him ourselves, and know that this is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world." Now after 2 days he departed thence and went into Galilee, for Jesus himself testified that a prophet had no honor in his own country. Now when he was come into Galilee, the Galileans received him, having seen all the things that he done at Jerusalem at the feast, for they also went unto the feast. So Jesus came again into Canaan of Galilee, where he made the water wine. And there was a certain notable, I can't say that, who our son was sick at Capernaum. When he heard that Jesus was come out of Judea into Galilee, he went unto him and besought him that he would come down and heal his son, for he was at the point of death. Then said Jesus unto him, "Except ye see signs and wonders, ye will not believe." The notable I said unto him, "Sir, come down here, my child die." Jesus said unto him, "Go thine way, thine son liveth." And the man believed the word that Jesus had spoken unto him, and he went his way. And as he was now going down, his servants met him and told him, saying, "Thine son liveth." Then inquired he of him the hour when he began to and they said unto him, "Yesterday at the 7th hour, the fever left him." So the father knew that it was at the same hour in the which Jesus said unto him, "Thine son liveth," and himself believed, and his whole house. This is again the second miracle that Jesus did when he was come out of Judea into Galilee. Now, I noticed the Bible said this. The little woman at the well was a great woman, and she testified of the truth. Jesus met her at the well, and she received his words
And she went away. She left her water pot and went away and telling the people in the city what Jesus had done for her. What a testimony she had. She told them, and the Bible said that many believed on the sayings of the woman. There was something else happened there that caught my eye. There were some other people there. They come down but to hear the true word himself. I didn't take the word of the woman and believe and establish her goings in him on what the woman said. He told me everything that I did. But they wanted to hear the word of the Lord for himself. I'm somebody. I want to know myself. He said, I work out your own salvation. I was fear and trembling. They told the woman. They said, we believe. Not for thine saying. We hear the word of God. The word of the Lord. When I got saved, I didn't depend on that. They told me the truth. They told me their testimony. I wanted to know. I wanted to hear the voice from heaven. I wanted to feel him in my heart. I wanted the real thing.
Amen.
I didn't want what somebody else said. I'm here today working out my own salvation in fear and trembling. The Bible said, I let every man work out his own salvation by fear and trembling.
Right.
Today there was a man. I had a son. And he was dying. But he saw the miracles. All the many things that Jesus did. And because he saw him doing things, they believed. But Jesus said unto him, he said, because you see miracles and signs, you believe, and you want to accept what he said. Today I don't want the second best. I want to hear and have a relationship with Jesus myself. You hear the song, me and Jesus has got it all worked out. Not what you and Jesus done will get me to heaven. It ain't what me and Jesus done that will get you to heaven. I saw something. And I'm not going to park my chair in some place, intersection. Somebody run me over. It's because that somebody else done it. I want to be where I'm sheltered with Jesus.
Yeah.
And the powers of God.
Amen.
Oh, listen. If you'll notice the man that had the son, and he was dying, he questioned the servants, what time did he begin to mend? What time did his fever leave him? And they said, yesterday, about the seventh hour. He didn't say it loud, he said the seventh hour. So the man knew he had talked to Jesus yesterday at the seventh hour. And Jesus said, go thine way, thine son liveth. I'm here to tell you, I was serving God. Is able, whenever you begin to call on him, he is able to get to work.
Right.
And perform. Right then, he don't have to wait till next week, next year, or some other time. If he has got compassion on us, he will have it done right then. So our prayers, when we send them up, faith and belief. Whatever Jesus does, you do it right then. There's a lot of people, thousands by multitude. I lived and they're trying to get to hell, and I owe somebody else's testimony. I owe somebody else's word. It ain't gonna work. You're gonna have to work out your own salvation. I come and plead with God. I listen, no doubt. The little woman at the well was telling the truth. She was concerned about him. And many believe.
Yeah.
In him, on her sayings. But these people come down, they wanted to hear him for their sake. That's what they're saying. And I want to hear Jesus speak to me myself. I want to take what somebody else might say. I know what there's people say, well, you're saved. You're all right. How did they know you're saved? I want to know it myself. Boy, when I prayed and asked the Lord to forgive me, I knew when I come clean. I knew when the burden of sin I was rolled away. Day by day, when I try to serve the Lord, I know if I've done the right thing or if I've not done the right all that He had me to do. Listen, these people wanted to know. So they come down not for the sayings of the woman, but they wanted to hear him. He said, my people hear my voice. And they know me. I want to know Jesus as a personal, as a relationship, one-on-one. I want to talk to him. I don't want to have to sit here. I have somebody else I can get to heaven for me. They might have forgot me. I want to make it through just me and Jesus. Got it all worked out. I don't want to be off somewhere depending on what somebody else is doing. I want to be doing it myself. Listen, I've not always done the things that I ought to be doing. But listen, my heart's desire was that I wanted to do what the Lord had me to do. If He said for me to do it, that's what He meant for me to do. And He didn't take the secondary sources. He deals with one-on-one. And listen, I don't know. Thought a whole lot about Jesus said, a prophet is without honor in his own country. We know that well, don't we? You just mess around. Your own community, they got confidence in you and everything, but it seemed like how that they won't take you for what you ought to be standing for. Maybe you win many people to the Lord. But listen, He said, He testified, a prophet is without honor in his own country. And just twice He went down to Canaan of Galilee. One time He went down there, they had a wind going on, and they run out of wine. I believe that was the first miracle He done.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. His mother comes home and said, they don't have no wine. He said, what's that to me? And you know what she told the servants? She looked at him and she said, whatever he says, you go ahead and do it. It'll be all right. And he said, bring me some water pots. Fill them with water. And he turned all the water to wine. The best wine that ever tasted of. Then he went down to the man's house and had the son. Two miracles. You know, one of the men said in the Bible, said, if you'll just speak the words, it'll be all right. I'm not worthy of you coming under my roof. But if you'll just speak the words, if Jesus speaks peace to our soul, my brother will be all right. I don't care what else goes on. As long as we got Jesus in our heart and we're living, without doubt or fear, we're living for Him regardless of what anybody says. It don't matter what somebody else is doing. It's what the individual's doing. It's what I'm doing. It's what you're doing. I may be your pastor, and I pray for you every day, but I can't get you to heaven. That decision you have to make. That work you have to make. Listen, I have to make my own way to the pools of glory. But you know what? I'm not going to depend on somebody else and somebody else's work. I appreciate everybody helping me in their own way. We can be a great help to one another. But whenever it comes to the saving of our soul and working out our salvation, only the individual will have to do that. Listen, we see many things as we travel here. Yeah, I don't want to follow somebody else. I don't want to do what somebody else has done. Maybe it looks good, but if I'd done it, it wouldn't work out. Whatever Eric can get away with, maybe it wouldn't work for me. Whatever he does, I can't do. But we work together, hand in hand, walking up the heavenly highway to the pools of glory. This little woman, she left her water pot. She said, I know that you're the Savior. And he said that he seeketh such that would worship him in spirit and in truth.
Yeah.
He seeketh such to worship him in spirit and in truth. And I thought about this bunch of people that come down not for her sayings, but they wanted to hear him theirself. How they wanted to work out their own thing. I believe that's what we ought to be doing. You can't work out for your salvation on something that I would do. I can tell you, I can guide you through the Word of God and tell you what the Word said that you need to do. Listen unto you. I hear the voice of the Savior calling you out of darkness and establishing your goings in Him. You're without hope. Listen, today we got to work out our own salvation in fear and trembling. Stop thinking about it. Put you yourself, just put you in the company of one or two of these people that come down. If one of them believed on him for her sayings, whatever she said. Because that she said, he told me everything that I done. They believed in him. But the other said, we come down to hear him ourselves. I want to hear the Lord speak peace to me myself. I might say, Eric, Lord's pleased with you. How do I know the Lord's pleased with you? If he feels comfortable, he feels like the Lord's pleased, friend, that's good enough for me. I don't know no different. But today, that just caught me, and I said, Lord, I'll do the best way that I can. Listen, they believe because of the great things that somebody else is doing. But he told the man that had the sick son, but you notice the man, he lined up the timing. When his son, when the fever left his son, the same hour, Jesus said, go run away. Boy, you talk about power. The power of God. He is God. He is able to take us through this world. You have a few scattering remarks this morning. But I want to be the crowd that he says, come up here and live with me. And I want freedom. All to be together on the other side. But we'll labor, and stay true to God. Not because of what somebody else is doing, but because we got a personal relationship, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord. The Savior of the world. We know indeed this is the Christ, the Savior of the Word. I'm going to ask Melissa to come to the piano. Very short. That's what the Word did mean. Let's hold true and faithful. Let's hold steadfast, unmovable. You can see all kinds of things, but work out your own salvation in fear and trembling. That's what these people were doing as we stand. You need to pray. Maybe you need a closer walk to Jesus. Or maybe you need to hear the voice of the Savior say to my child, it's okay. And you feel like you need to come and pray, you do that. I can pray for you, I can pray with you. We all can pray with you, we can't pray for you. Each individual has to pray their own prayer. Lift up your voice to heaven. Enable to hear the voice coming down saying, my child, it's all right. Listen. I'm here because Jesus said to go. I'm here because He called me out of darkness one day. Established my goings in Him. It ain't always been easy. But there's always been a joy there. Listen, there were some boys that had a lot of good influence on me, but they couldn't save me.